Welcome to another Marvel podcast. My name is Drew Gretsch, and today I am breaking down the official trailer for Marvel Studios' Moon Knight. So this is going to be just a full trailer breakdown. I'm going to be doing a lot of speculating as to what we are going to be getting in this new series. The poster also dropped yesterday. This poster is amazing. I've been looking at this poster all day. It is beautiful. Like the that first teaser poster we got for Eternals was great. That like IMAX poster for Spider-Man No Way Home, where it's just Peter Parker like sitting on the top of the building in New York City, and he's just surrounded by billboards and stuff. That's a beautiful poster. This poster, though, is incredible. Like, you can see that his knuckles are bloody. If you look at the moon ring down here, you can see there's blood on it. That's awesome. I don't know all that much about the character. I'm super excited to really get to learn more about Moon Knight in the coming weeks, because the show is coming out on Wednesday, March 30th, is the first episode premiere. So, I mean, the week it comes out, we're getting a movie, because 2 days after the series premieres is the, is Morbius is going to be in theaters, Sony's Morbius movie. And then, the day after the finale on May the 4th, Star Wars Day, is gonna be Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. That's gonna be awesome. Like, we got that this, we actually gotten, I think, four of these last five MCU movies have had Disney Plus episodes released that week. Because Loki Episode 5 and Black Widow were in the same week. What If Episode 4 and Shang-Chi were in the same week. It's not MCU, but What If Episode 8 and Venom Let There Be Carnage were the same week. There's nothing for Eternals. But then we got Hawkeye Episode 5 and Spider-Man No Way Home in the same week, which was awesome for different reasons, but we're not going to get into that because we're still mostly spoiler-free here for Spider-Man No Way Home on the podcast until the movie's out on digital. So this poster looks great. I cannot wait for the show to come out. I do want to say right now, just before we get into this, I do feel it is very important for me to go through to for me to say this. So this is just coming from I'm getting this from Twitter from a user at Snake Plissken's. So Snake Plissken's human at it's like the username, I'm just gonna say Snake Plissken's. So Snake Plissken's is they actually do have dissociative identity disorder. And what they said, they tweeted this, and it's gotten a ton of traction. I retweeted it this morning on the Another Marvel podcast account at Another Marvel P1. But what Snake Plissken says is, in regards to Moon Knight's dissociative identity disorder, if an actual real-life system corrects and informs you how the disorder works, please listen. They may be fictional, but the disorder isn't. Representation and how we're treated matters. They also said, if I can just pull up the actual, their actual tweet that I found, that I thought was actually one of the most important things, was, okay, no, so this is actually from someone else. So Steven, at Moon Nicked, the G in Knight is a Q, and there are two M's at the beginning, but Steven says, with Moon Knight now getting more attention, it's very important to remember that it is not Mark's dissociative identity disorder that makes him insane. People with DID are not insane, and it does not make people more violent or murderous. Mark's insanity comes from the Egyptian god living in his head. I think that is super important for us to know going into the series. That it is not that which makes... I mean, I don't even think it's Mark in this show. Like, it seems like... And I'm just going to say right now, I know next to nothing about dissociative identity disorder. That is something I'm going to be looking more into before the show premieres, because I feel that it's important. But this is not Mark Spector. This is Steven, what's his last name? And it seems like Mark Spector is one of his other personalities who's more violent and is the Moon Knight. And that is something we're going to get into in the show. All right, so it's Steven Grant. So the official synopsis coming to us from Marvel.com says, the series follows Steven Grant, a mild-mannered gift shop employee who becomes plagued with blackouts and memories of another life. Steven discovers he has dissociative identity disorder and shares a body with mercenary Mark Spector. As Steven and Mark's enemies converge upon them, they must navigate their complex identities while thrust into a deadly mystery among the powerful gods of Egypt. I really like that it truly is treating Steven and Mark as two very different people. I really don't know how it's going to be depicted on screen. Again, I know next to nothing about DID. But, I mean, I don't think they could do something like sort of what we saw with Goblin in the first Spider-Man movie, or, I mean, like, Gollum in Lord of the Rings. I just wonder if we could just, like, see some camera movements like that. I know that, you know, the character Jane in Doom Patrol has something like, what, 30 personalities? And I'm really not sure if that's how it actually works. I don't think it is. But yeah. So I'm excited to get to learn more about Moon Knight and what DID truly is. So, all right, let's just get right into this trailer now. So I'm just going to play the trailer here real quick. And then we're going to start the breakdown. So guys, if you've not yet seen the trailer, here you go. Take a listen.
Sleeping disorder. I can't tell the difference between my waking life and dreams.
Hello, and welcome to Staying Awake.
I'm losing it.
We'll catch you on. You're bloody useless.
Steven. I can't tell the difference between my dreams.
Thank you.
What's the contact lens?
Hope you find it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So that's awesome. You guys know, I think you know, this is my now most anticipated thing out of Marvel. You know? Like, going into Phase 4, just there's so much coming in Phase 4. Like, I was really only going into, like, seriously anticipating a couple of things. Like, other than, like, oh my god, I'm seeing a new Marvel movie tomorrow, which is what happened to me with Black Widow, with Shang-Chi, even with Spider-Man No Way Home. And I love that movie. I've seen it 3 times now. I saw No Way Home twice this weekend. It was great. But the only few that I've had, like, actual real anticipation for were Loki, Eternals, and Moon Knight. Because they all look just like Loki seems like Loki was so high concept, and it was just really great how, in my opinion, how they executed that whole series. And then Eternals was so different than anything we've seen before in the MCU, which by the way, we got the commentary track for Eternals coming soon, since now the movie's out on Disney Plus. Then Moon Knight. And then Moon Knight, I think it's rare that we're getting the Batman at the beginning of March, and then we're getting Moon Knight at the end of March. So it's like we're getting these two projects, which are so incredibly similar. And this feels, just more than anything we've seen on Disney Plus thus far, like a Netflix series. Like, there was nothing in this trailer that referenced the MCU in any way. Like, nothing and it referenced the MCU. Like, even the Eternals trailers would end with, like, I remember that first one was like, so now that, you know, Captain Rogers and Iron Man are gone, like, who's going to lead the Avengers? Like, that was still a reference to the world of the MCU. Not this, though. Like, this looks like it's so incredibly different. And what I really hope that they do, and I don't think they're going to do this for a while, but I hope that we can see characters introduced on TV and then stay on TV for a while. Like what they did with some of the Netflix characters. Like, we're starting to see some of them come back. So, and that is a trend that is going to continue from what I've heard. But yeah, I'm really excited for the show, guys. I'm so ready for Moon Knight. I think that Oscar Isaac's British accent, I think it's really fun. I think it's really, really fun. Like, I've loved Oscar Isaac for a while. Like, I mean, coming out of The Force Awakens, I was like 10 years old. He was my favorite character in the movie. I love Poe Dameron. I love Poe Dameron. I really, you know, he's not that great in X-Men. He's, I think, the first actor, or one of the only actors, to be in 3 separate Marvel franchises. Because he was Apocalypse in the X-Men movies. He was introduced in the post-credits of Into the Spider-Verse as Spider-Man 2099. And then it seems like he's going to be a big part of Across the Spider-Verse Part 1, at least, from what we saw in that trailer last month. And then, I mean, now he's, like, fully joining the MCU in Moon Knight. And, like, I really wonder, I mean, this is clearly in London, just, like, thinking about what else is in London. Like, we don't know when the show even takes place. Again, I'd really love to see some Disney Plus shows set in the blip. Show us that world during those 5 years. You know, like, I don't think they're going to do that with Ms. Marvel. I really hope that this is a show set in the blip. Because that is a much darker world, you know? It's a much darker world. We don't know anything about it. Because, like, I mean, again, all we really got was, like, Hayward in WandaVision saying, you have no idea what it took to keep the lights on. Then tell us what it took to keep the lights on, man. But anyway, let's just get right into... But just think about where this show... Like, if it's set post-blip. Okay. And if it's set after No Way Home, if it's set after Hawkeye, then just, like, I mean, it would then be after Eternals. I mean, and we can now fully spoil, we are gonna now, at a point on the podcast, we're just gonna be fully talking about Eternals because the movie's out on Disney Plus. So if you've not seen it yet, that is fully on you. But the Eternals and, like, the movie ends with, like, Dane Whitman, he gets the sword, and then we hear, to quote Michael Badroff, and when we saw it on opening weekend, he goes, then we heard the smooth, sultry voice of Mahershala Ali. So I not only want to hear the smooth, sultry voice of Mahershala Ali in this series, I want to see the smooth, sultry face of Mahershala Ali. You know? Just like, I mean, they've already introduced major characters on Disney Plus who are going to be in movies. I mean, like Kang in Loki. There was really no one introduced in WandaVision. But I mean, we saw we saw grown up Monica Rambeau for the first time. Tiana Paris, who's going to be in the Marvels next year. I mean, we'll see what happens with John Walker, if he's coming back into the fold in, like, Armor Wars or something. I'm just speculating. I've not heard anything about what's that actor's name? What was John Walker's name in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier? I'm going to see it. It's something Russell, because he was, he's Ego's son from, Guardians 2, Kurt Russell. He's Kurt Russell's son. What was his name? I'm going to see it and it's going to kill me. Wyatt Russell. It's Wyatt Russell. I've not heard anything about Wyatt Russell's involvement in any future projects. But yeah. I'm just really excited to, like, see, and we, like, we know that Ms. Marvel is going to be in the Marvels next year. We're finally seeing full real integration, not just things on Disney Plus, but I mean, the Doctor Strange 2 trailer. I mean, we saw the Strange Supreme, which, yeah, it's on Disney Plus, but, like, that is a multiverse thing. You know, that is a multiverse thing with bringing the Doctor Strange from What If. But, like, you know, Kingpin coming back in Hawkeye, Daredevil coming back in She-Hulk, and No Way Home. Slight spoilers for No Way Home. Because it's really just a cameo in the movie. It's really just a cameo at the beginning of the film. But, yeah, so now let's just get right into the trailer here. So, talking about Moon Knight, we're going to start a shop-by-shop breakdown. So we start off with him lying in bed. It seems, so, you know, just like looking at Oscar Isaac's clothes here, we really only see him in, like, white and black shirts. I don't know if that's going to symbolize anything important in the series. I doubt it, but, you know, it could. He's just lying in bed here with this Rubik's Cube. There's something that's going to happen with that Rubik's Cube, okay? You can see him just, like, taping the door shut and, like, locking all these locks. I have a feeling there's gonna be something where it's like he thinks that he sleepwalks a ton, but then it's like, oh no, there's like the reason why I'm so tired is because I mean, there's Mark Spector and he goes and beats up bad guys every single night. Like, that is such a cool concept. That alone is such a cool concept. And because this is a show that is introducing a new character, I hope that it's not just the Disney Plus model. Because what I'm really scared of is that this first episode, Because, I mean, honestly, how I really feel that Marvel Studios has done their shows thus far is it's just like, all right, well, let's just write a movie and then fill it up with a bunch of other scenes to make it 6 hours. Or like 5 hours, because it's short episodes. Although, Feige did say, like, a year ago that these episodes for Moon Knight would be between 40 and 50 minutes. And if we look at the running times for the other three six-episode shows on Disney Plus, being The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki and Hawkeye, they were all between 45 minutes and an hour. There might have been an episode of Loki or an episode of Hawkeye that was about 42 minutes or so, but still. I think, I'm just scared, like, we're not going to start to really, like, get what's going on until the end of episode 2. That's kind of what I'm scared of, because these Disney Plus shows, what they've done, especially Hawkeye, was they all start off really slowly. And then in the last, like, 2-3 episodes, that's when they start, that's like when the story actually starts, and then it just feels so rushed. So I'm really hoping that's not the case here with Moon Knight. So yeah, because it could just be it's already such a fascinating concept, and I cannot wait to see where it continues. So yeah, we can see like he's trapping down his feet, he has got locks, like he's serious about this. Yeah, like this this Rubik's Cube is either like he's gonna wake up and it's gonna be solved, or it's gonna be like completely destroyed, and that's gonna be super cool. Actually, that I think is gonna be awesome. Oh, you know what? I was thinking, you know what they could do? What they could do is have we hear about this guy who like runs around and like in the first episode, like we could just hear about this guy who's like running around and like a superhero suit or something, you know, and he's like beating up everyone. We don't know who it is. We don't know who it is. And then like something, I'm just trying to figure out how to explain this, because I really don't know how DID works. And what I'd love to do is like, if anyone who's listening to the show has DID or knows someone who does, I'd love to talk to you about it on the podcast. Like, I think it's really important, honestly, for us to, for before this show comes out, to really, like, just do an episode that has nothing to do with Marvel, but just, like, understanding the disorders. I think there are a lot of us out there who don't quite grasp what it is or how it feels for you. So please, we would love to have you guys on. And I'm going to reach out to some of the Twitter users and just ask if that would be all right. But like maybe like he goes to sleep, he wakes up, he's standing in front of the mirror and he's like wearing the suit. I think that could be quite interesting. See, and this show does seem like such a psychological thriller. Here's Oscar Isaac with his head in his hand, just laughing. Keep solving the Rubik's Cube. This music here from Kid Cudi is great. It's great. So you know what? So looking at the shot right here, when the last time he throws up, he's wearing a white shirt. When he wakes up, he's wearing like black long johns. I wonder if these scenes are connected. I think they could be, because I'm so excited for the show, guys. I'm so excited for the show. I think Moon Knight is going to be incredible. This show is going to be absolutely incredible. He tries to run and then trips and falls because he's got the rope on his on his ankle. This Marvel Studios logo, it's so cool, like how they do their logos in the trailers. I think it's awesome. London. Just get an overview shot of suburban London. Here's Stephen Grant. And I do think that's also important because, like, the guy we're seeing in this trailer for the most part until the very end is Stephen Grant. It is not Mark Spector. So, yeah, here he is. He's sleeping on the bus because, like, what I think is going to be happening is, like, while Stephen is sleeping, Mark is out there. So, like, his body's not getting rust. So, it's like the more I talk about this show and what we could be getting, the more I'm just fascinated by it. The more I'm just fascinated by what Moon Knight is going to be. Here's a great shot right here of Stephen stepping into a puddle inside of the British Museum. And I did check, this is not the same museum where Cersei and Dane worked in Eternals. It's a different museum. So yeah, they got an ancient Egypt exhibit. He works at the gift shop here. This woman, I cannot pick out what her name is. But yeah. So there's just this little exchange right here. If you guys didn't see this on your YouTube feed today, Oscar Isaac, who's the main star, and then the main villain of the show, played by Ethan Hawke, they did a trailer reaction, and they had so much fun with it. I'm really glad that Oscar Isaac is jumping right back into another big science fiction Disney franchise. Because, like, of the core cast from the Star Wars sequels, he seemed the most burnt out. By the time we got to the press for The Rise of Skywalker back in December 2019, he just seemed to be so incredibly over Star Wars. And I'm really glad that, like, he just did Dune, which I don't think that he's coming back for a Dune sequel, although I have not read the book, but just, like, because his character died. I mean, spoilers for Dune's been out for, like, 3 months now. But yeah, so I'm glad that he just did Dune. He's jumping it into the MCU. So that really is great. That is a great shot right there. He's standing in front of the mirror. It flickers. And there we go. There is our first actual good look at Moon Knight, if we pause it. Oh my god, it looks awesome. And I'm really glad that they showed the suit in the trailer. Because, I mean, yeah, like, having Wanda and Sam's new suits in, like, that is, like, that's not just a costume change. That is a part of the story. Like, Wanda becoming the Scarlet Witch. Sam fully taking on the role of Captain America. You know, the new suits in Hawkeye, like, they showed those in the trailers. Though, those suits, while comic accurate, were not the best, in my opinion. This suit is great. But yeah, I think the suit's awesome. I can't wait for the Marvel Legends figure to come out. I'm still waiting for them to do the Hawkeye wave, but I think they're probably going to do just a little super nerd rant right here on just talk about the action figures. But they're probably going to wait until She-Hulk or Ms. Marvel are out to do another wave for Disney Plus. Just my thought. So yeah, but I cannot wait to add Moon Knight to my MCU shelf. It's gonna be great. Turns on another light, and then there we go. That's that. Now we're in a darker room. There we go. There he flips on the light, and there we go. We get our first actual good look at the moon god Khonshu. Another thing, I again, guys, with the structure of Disney Plus so far, I really hope that this show does not make us wait until the very end for us to figure out who is the main villain. Who is the main villain of the show? Because I don't think that matters. Knowing who the main... A big reveal... the power broker did not... Who is the power broker? That did not matter to Falcon and Winter Soldier. With the story they wrote for Loki... Yeah, I guess Kang. But you could have had that from the beginning. I don't think that needed to be a mystery box. Kingpin, aside from the fan reveal of, oh my god, the Netflix stuff is coming back. Aside from that, you really didn't need to have a mystery box there with who's behind the tracksuit mafia. I think really the only one of the shows that needed to have that was WandaVision with Agatha. And even with that, we found about that in episode 7 of 9. So, yeah, it was toward the end, but it was not, the last episode where we finally met the villain. You know, I really want to, see them face off. So it drives. I'm just kidding. I really want to see them face off a couple times in the series. Watching Daredevil. I'm almost done with season 2 for the rewatch. Because that'll be dropping either this weekend or next. But always having in season 1 Fisk and Matt coming face to face, a couple times. Fisk is there throughout the whole season. And they drop who's behind all this. We knew about that before going into the show. But we didn't meet him until episode 3. Anyway, Khonshu looks awesome. Khonshu looks freaking awesome. I'm not sure which one this is. If this is Mark or Steven. I'm gonna just say Steven. This is horrifying. This shot right here is horrifying. He stops the elevator. And it's just a sweet old lady. Alright, we're just gonna look at the graffiti here. Is there anything that says Thanos is right? Or... I don't know. So I'm looking for any sort of, little Easter eggs in here. I don't see any right now. His accent's great. This March. It's so soon, guys. It's so soon. He's slowly walking through a doorway. He moves, but his two reflections say the same. So, I wonder if he'll have three personalities. So there's Stephen Grant, there's Mark Spector, and there's one other who, so there's one other main one. And I wonder if one of his personalities could be the villain of the show. I think that could be super interesting actually for a season 2 or maybe even, in season 1. Let's just, see who... alright, let's see. Sorry, guys, I just probably pull this up first. Jake Lockley. Jake Lockley is... Yeah. So that could be super... So, that's probably who these guys are. One of them is Jake Lockley, and the other is Mark Spector. So, yeah. So, moving on. Steven... And I'm gonna start here, guys. If I accidentally call one of them, Mark or Steven, just because, it's still Oscar Isaac, I'm gonna apologize. I'm gonna correct myself, but we've been hearing that it's Mark Spector for the last, good while. Kevin Feige first said it was Mark Spector back in, December 2020. When they announced the show 2.5 years ago, I think we knew it was Mark Spector. But I actually really like all these changes that they're making. And I can't wait to go back through the comics now. I can't wait. But he finds a phone. You get a cool alligator there. And this woman's like, my God, you're alive. Well, what have you done, Mark? And he goes, why'd you call me Mark? Like that. It's like, oh my God. So now, here we go. Would this honestly remind me a lot of this shot right here of Ethan Hawke like walking through these streets and everyone bowing? I mean, the MCU connection is like low-key in Avengers 1, right? When he's in Stuttgart in Germany. And then here we got this guy. We have Oscar Isaac, Kevin. Or not Kevin. Steven here in the white hood, which I think is great because, I mean, Moon Knight's got the white hood. But what this reminds me of, and spoilers for Peacemaker Episode 3 on HBO Max. But if you guys have not seen Peacemaker yet, it's great. Go watch. It's from James Gunn, spinoff of The Suicide Squad. It's great. In my opinion, it blows away all the Marvel Disney Plus shows so far in just the first three episodes. So yeah, but at the end of episode three, Peacemaker's dad is put in jail, and all of the other prisoners bow to him because he's the White Dragon. And I'm not gonna go into that here because it's irrelevant. But yeah, the White Dragon in DC Comics is. Bad dude. Real bad dude. So I can't wait to see where that goes in Peacemaker. But that's just the first thing I thought of because seeing that in the last week, it totally reminded me of that. It's a cool shot right here of Steven just looking around. And honestly, also what this shot reminds me of is that shot, is that scene in the WandaVision finale where Agatha like frees all the I mean, all the prisoners, because they're all prisoners under Wanda's influence. And they're all just, like, looking at her and stuff. And that's what this one shot reminds me of. I'm paused here at 1 minute and 20 seconds in. Here's another cool shot. I think that the use of reflections and mirrors in this show is going to be great. And I can't wait to see, like, the full extent of how it's going to be used. And we see that it's just this... This cracked glass. And it seems like he's always going to be... I wonder if he's always going to be speaking to other personalities in... Like, through cracked glass. I think that would be so cool. That would be so, so cool. But yeah. He's just kicking the glass. Ethan Hawke says, There's chaos in you. He's, I'm not sure which one this is. I'm gonna say it's Steven, because I feel like the one that we're seeing the most in this trailer, the one we're focusing on the most, is Steven. So here's this cool shot. He's just, like, waking up here. He's got the gun. Like, I think this might be the end of episode 2. I'm feeling that this scene here on the highway in the truck after he's killed this guy, that's going to be the end of episode 2. He's falling. Did a great job of the pyramids. I love Egypt. I've always loved ancient Egypt. I really, really cannot wait to get to like see that in the MCU and just go full mythological. Here's this great shot of Oscar Isaac just looking up at something. I'm assuming in a pyramid. He's running through the bank vault. I'm assuming it's a bank vault. His shadow is a crescent moon. That's awesome. This is the same shot we saw in the Disney Plus Day trailer. Unleash the chaos. Go, blinding lights. The suit is forming around him. I think it's so cool how the suit's forming around him. Like, it seemed like this whole trailer has been very Netflix-esque. And then we get this shot of, like, the suit, the mummy, like, wrapping around him. It's like, no, this is in the MCU. This is Marvel Studios. Now, here's Moon Knight beating up a guy in a bathroom. And if we look closely, this could be a werewolf. Now, okay, so here's why. The character of Moon Knight in the comics first was introduced in the pages of Werewolf by Night. We know that Werewolf by Night is coming to Disney Plus either this year or next year. I'm feeling it's going to be October of next year. So it's going to be a bit until Werewolf by Night. I hope that it's this year, but it will probably be next year since it was not officially announced yet. But so that's going to be a Disney Plus movie. That's going to be one that's straight to Disney Plus. How great would it be if they if in the MCU they introduced Werewolf by Night in the Moon Knight series? I think that'd be super cool. Speaking of, reminds me so much of the Batman. Like when we saw this particular clip on Disney Plus Day, I just went, "I'm vengeance." Dun, 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 dun. Oh yeah, guys, this is totally a werewolf. It's totally a werewolf. Look. All right, I'm just freestreaming here at that last frame. Yeah, it's without a doubt that is a werewolf. And here we go. He turns around, and there is the full suit. New wallpaper time. Marvel Studios, Moon Knight. Then we get this last shot we saw on Disney Plus Day of him just, like, jumping over the crescent moon. I feel like this is going to be in the last episode or so. I feel like that just looks like it's in the last shot of the series. So, yeah, guys, that's going to be it for today. That's going to be it for today. Just breaking down, just talking about the Moon Knight trailer coming to Disney Plus on March 30th. I can't wait for this show, guys. The more I've been talking about it, thinking about it, the more I think this show is going to be great. If you guys are Star Wars fans, go and check out Tusken Radio. We're going to be talking about, well, I guess tomorrow morning, we're going to be dropping our instant take reaction on The Book of Boba Fett, Chapter 4. Hopefully this one's good, because I've not been a big fan of this show thus far, so. Yeah. We're going to have a podcast this Friday. It's going to be either Daredevil Season 2 or Deadpool 2. It's going to be one of the two, dropping this weekend, so keep your eyes open for that. All right, guys, that's going to do it. Thank you so, so much for listening. I am Drew Gretsch. Embrace the chaos.